This weekend, it's going to be all things baseball. Premier Sports Academy, the first indoor baseball and softball facility and academy, is going to open its doors. The grand opening at 6:30 tomorrow night. Ryan Sweeney is the owner. Noah Anderson is the operations manager. And we've got Trevor Knipe here, all the way from the other coast, from the Los Angeles Angels. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
So I'll start with you, Ryan. How did you get this idea? And tell me about your facility.
So when I was 15 years old, my parents made the decision to move my brother and I to Ontario. We couldn't pursue baseball any further locally. My brother was playing with the national team at the time, and he didn't have the opportunity to train the way he needed to, you know, to follow the programs. So our parents made that move. And in 2004, we were exposed to these types of indoor facilities, high-performance programs, so that kids could have the opportunity to train. And so I thought, you know, after I moved back home, I said, this is something I need to bring home. You know, the sport of baseball desperately needs this in this province.
So describe your facility. Is it like an indoor baseball diamond?
So it's not like a diamond. It's 15,000 square feet. We have about 10,000 square feet of turf. We've got batting cages and open field. We provide all of the equipment for training, whether it's baseballs or screens or you know, we also have a gym in there as well, change rooms. But everything that you need to take your game to the next level, we provide in the facility.
And of course, on a day like today, you can go play baseball indoors.
Absolutely. And that's the key for us is, you know, our season at the best of times is 3 months. Last year, Noah counted, we had 27 rain days. So we lost 1 month of our 3 month season. So it's extra important here in Newfoundland that we have an opportunity to train earlier to, you know, be prepared for the summer.
Noah, what kind of interest has there been in this?
It's been pretty good since we kind of kicked off, and we did a little bit of a soft launch there in January. The support has been great from the community, obviously those within the baseball community. But now, all of a sudden, over the last couple of weeks, it's expanding greatly. It's not just for your high-performance baseball athlete or softball athlete. Again, we're making this a facility that is totally accessible, that encourages people to come in, try the game if you haven't before. And then even if you're just a casual house league player that just enjoys the game but has never been able to be in an environment where they get to train and use all these tools. So ever since we kind of soft launched there in January, it's been a really good response.
Ryan, you mentioned that you had to go out of province. Your folks took you and your brother out of town. That happens with, we hear it about NHL players who leave. I mean, Alex Newhook, perfect example, young hockey player living away for the last 3 or 4 years to get exposed to these higher level elite coaches and whatnot. Baseball in this province, it seems that most people talk about softball. Is baseball, where does that rank in terms of popularity?
Well, I would say in terms of, you know, overall memberships, you know, at a youth age, there's a high participation. It's pretty good for our population, but we are missing some of the things that you know, allow kids to go to the next level. So minor baseball ends at 15 in Newfoundland, and then you transition into midget, which comes out of minor baseball. And here, that's when our participation starts to fall off because we don't have those extra things to keep those kids engaged. But when you're in Ontario, that's when high performance and those other things kick in. So you know, baseball goes to the next level. You have facilities like Trevor's in Kitchener called Play Ball Academy. I mean, he is full of elite athletes. He's got college players in there. He has pros in there. Excuse me. And he also has young kids in there as well. So, I mean, baseball is, you know, in places like that with facilities like that, it's on the peak and the rise at that age. But for us, that's when our numbers start to fall, which is if you don't have young kids that stay in the game longer to turn into coaches and give back, then that affects, you know, the next generation of the sport.
All right. I want to bring you in, Trevor Knipe. You're a Canadian boy, I guess, if you've got a business in Kitchener.
Yeah, born and raised in Kitchener, Ontario.
But now you're a coach with the Los Angeles Angels, a Major League Baseball team.
Yeah. So last, I opened Play Ball Academy, as Ryan said, 5 years ago, and just kind of developed myself as a business owner, coach itself. And then, yeah, luckily sparked the interest of the Angels last November and got an interview. And 3 months later, I was on a flight down to Arizona, the spring training complex, and, you know, got offered a job. So I spent my last year with them, and it's just been unbelievable since from there. So
what kind of a coach are you?
I'm a defensive coach. So I work with infielders and outfielders specifically.
Okay. When you look at like a place in Newfoundland, you come here, you're no stranger to snow because you grew up in Kitchener, but they don't have much in Los Angeles these days, I guess.
No.
But when you come down here and you look at the opportunity that this is going to provide kids so they don't have to leave like Ryan's family and go to a different province, what does that mean?
I mean,
the sport?
I mean, it's huge. And we were talking last night. I think it takes three things. It takes athletes. It takes a facility like this. And it takes passionate people. And I think that's those three things are here. And the sky's the limit when you have those that combination. And it doesn't necessarily – they don't need to be the most finely tuned and polished players right away. But as long as there's a building like this that we can – or that they can offer, you know, these services to these kids and these guys coming up, I think, like I said, the sky's the limit. And you're only going to see the culture grow. And ultimately, there's no reason why we can't have Newfoundlanders in professional baseball someday.
So this is baseball and softball, right? So anybody, like a team, if they wanted to rent your facility or something, can they do that and go in and take batting practice? Or
yeah, sure. So we have a few different models. Obviously, members, we cater directly to people that want to train. The first group that we brought in, actually, to give them a shout-out, is Paradise Minor Baseball. They were on board from day one. So they rent the facility every Tuesday night from 5 to 10 p.m. And we train, you know, Noah and I run the programs, and we train all of their kids. So they're doing that for the next 2 years from 5 to 10 p.m. January through June.
All right. This sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, like, the batting cages where the machine pitches it out to you, you get to throw and see how fast you can pitch?
Yeah, we have all of that stuff there, and that's the, you know, the fun stuff that keeps people coming. Everyone wants to know how, you know, how fast they can throw the ball, how fast they can hit the ball. So that's the fun part. And then, you know, once everyone gets to have a bit of fun, we'll take them back to the, you know, ground level. Okay, now let's start and build you up and see how fast you can actually throw the ball, see how fast you can actually hit the ball with the proper training, the proper technique, and, you know, the requisite repetitions.
But it could also be like a fun night out, I guess. Like if a bunch of guys just want to get together and...
Yeah, definitely. We've already had... We get the occasional softball group that comes in, and I mean, they get together with their buddies and they just love hitting the ball. The best part about our facility, I think, that's most attractive to not only softball players but baseball players in general, is one of our areas you can hit and hit live in about a 50 by 100 area and see the ball travel, see the ball fly. And it just gives you that sense that you're still on the field. And our facility is built in a way that you could never damage it. We have netting all around it.
Cool.
So it just, once again, it just encompasses that baseball and softball culture and immerses you in it. And that's what we aimed for when we started this.
Good stuff. Well, best of luck to you. Your grand opening's tomorrow night at 6:30. Appreciate you coming in. Welcome to Newfoundland. Your first time here?
Yeah, first time here. It's amazing. Beautiful.
Yeah, just a little bit of snow on the go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say hi to the folks out in La La Land for me, will you?
Will do.
That's Trevor Knipe. He is a coach with the Los Angeles Angels, in town, of course, for the grand opening of Premier Sports Academy, the first indoor baseball and softball academy. Ryan Sweeney, the owner. Noah Anderson, thanks, gents, and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.